Father Murphy was giving a sermon one day, and the theme of his sermon was, "Let the Lord fight your battles." And he kept repeating this theme again and again. And just then, a breeze came through the open window of the church and lifted up his flowing robes to reveal that he was carrying a gun. And after the Mass, Riley was waiting for him in the back and says, "Father Murphy, I heard you kept saying in your homily today, let the Lord fight your battles. Why are you carrying a gun?" And Father Murphy says, "This is just to hold him off till the Lord gets here." Well, in today's gospel, Our Lady lets the Lord fight her battle. It's an interesting situation because Our Lady completely trusted that God would work everything out. She didn't talk to Saint Joseph about it. She remained silent. She prayed. She trusted. She knew that the Lord would fight her battle. And it was a difficult dilemma, a difficult situation, because she was with child. And Saint Joseph had to also deal with the situation. Take a look at today's gospel from Saint Matthew. Now, Matthew's is called Joseph's version. It's Luke's is the Blessed Mother's perspective. So if you want to see the Annunciation and the birth of Christ from Our Lady's perspective, read Saint Luke. If you want to see it from Saint Joseph's perspective, read Saint Matthew. So today we have more of a glimpse into what Saint Joseph was dealing with. And it says that Mary was betrothed to Joseph. Betrothal in those days was a very solemn official ceremony. There was an actual ceremony of an exchange of promises. It was not the wedding yet. That would come 1 year later when the groom would receive the bride into his home. But it was much more than what we have today with engagements. It was much more of a formal contract. They were considered married in the eyes of God, in the eyes of the Jewish people, but they did not yet live together until a year later when they would have the official wedding ceremony. But so they were in this period between their betrothal and their wedding. And it says, as before they lived together, it says, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. When did Joseph find out? It was, of course, after Our Lady came back from the visitation. She had spent at least 3 months with Elizabeth to help her with the birth of John the Baptist. So it was when she returned home that Joseph realized that Our Lady was expecting. And, of course, this was a dilemma for him. And it says that he was a righteous man. When you read that word in Scripture, the word righteous has a description in Scripture of a person who is a very holy person, a man of integrity and prayer, a person who is a good and faithful servant of the Lord, somebody who wanted to do God's will in their life, someone who loved God and loved their neighbor, a person of virtue, of not only justice but also of mercy. All these things are wrapped up when it says he was a just man or a righteous man. He was very virtuous, very holy. And it says he was unwilling to expose her to shame. So Joseph had a few options. One is that he could just say that this is not my child and expose her to shame, and then she would be stoned to death as an adulteress. And of course, you remember the story, the Grinch who stole Christmas. The Grinch tried to stop Christmas from coming. The only person that could have stopped Christmas was Saint Joseph, really, because he could have stopped it by exposing Our Lady to public shame, and she would have died, and as well as her unborn child. But notice, he did not do that. He was a man of not only justice, but also of mercy and compassion. And he obviously knew Our Lady's holiness, he knew Our Lady's virtue, but he also realized this was not his child, and so he felt it wasn't God's plan for him, God's will for him to marry her. So he did what he considered to be the next best thing, which would be to, in a sense, what's called abandon her, or dismiss her, or put her aside. And this was a way to protect our Blessed Mother, to shield her and to protect her child. It was a way to safeguard Our Lady's good name and reputation, and to make himself look like the bad guy, in a sense, and make her look like she had done nothing wrong except displeased him in some way. And so it was a way for Saint Joseph to obviously not continue with the wedding, but it was a way for him to protect her and to shield her from any public suspicion. It would be like saying to the town or the community, yes, this is my child, but I do not want to go through with the wedding. And this was what he felt was the best way to go. And of course, Our Lady lets the Lord fight her battles. Our Lady lets the Lord take care of everything. She remains trustful. She remains silent. And of course, God works it all out. He sends his angel to Joseph in a dream and tells Joseph, Joseph, son of David. Notice that's his title. He is the son of David. The Messiah had to be born from the line of David because he would be the foster father of the Son of God. Then Jesus would be from the line of David to fulfill the prophecy. It says, do not be afraid. Notice the word is, do not be fearful. Do not worry about taking Mary, your wife. Notice he calls her his wife. The angel says, do not be afraid. Notice Joseph was not angry or bitter. It's just that he was reverential. He was fearful. He was respectful. And he did not want to take, it says, Mary, his wife, into his home. The angel says, no, go ahead and do this. It is through the Holy Spirit that the child has been conceived in her. So then it was revealed to Saint Joseph that it was a miraculous conception by the overshadowing of the power of the Holy Spirit. It says, this child, she will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus. So Mary will give birth, but Saint Joseph will have a part in God's plan. He will name the child. He will be the foster father of the child. He will be the spiritual father of the child. He will name the child. That's the privilege that the parents have, to name the child. And his name will be Jesus. Yeshua, Joshua in Hebrew. Yeshua means God saves. And so Jesus' very name indicates his mission, that he would be the savior of the world. God saves. Because he will save his people from their sins. And then it says, all this took place to fulfill the prophet Isaiah. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son. That was the great miracle. Not only that a virgin would conceive a child, that's normal, but that the miracle was that it would be a virgin that would give birth to a child. That was the great miracle in the prophet Isaiah, that it would be a virgin who would conceive and bear a child in this miraculous way, and the child would be Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Again, that title indicates who Jesus is. He is God who saves us. He is also God who is with us. And so then Joseph awoke from the dream. He realized that this was part of God's plan for him. And he took his wife, it says, into his home. So Joseph was so obedient to God's will once he realized what God's will was. So what I think we can learn from Saint Joseph and our Blessed Mother on this fourth Sunday of Advent is that whenever we look at the saints, we do three things. We follow their example, we imitate their virtues, and we ask their intercession. And Advent has some very special saints. In fact, you notice the four Advent candles. Not only do they represent the 4 weeks of Advent and also the 4,000 years of the Jewish people waiting for the Messiah, but they represent the four great saints of Advent that the Church gives us on these Sunday readings. The first candle was Isaiah, the great Old Testament prophet, which we heard about the first week of Advent. The second candle is John the Baptist that we heard about. And then Our Lady and Saint Joseph. Those are the four great saints. So what can we imitate of Saint Joseph and our Blessed Mother? Well, of course, even in the midst of their difficulties and trials and tribulations of life, they trusted in the Lord. They had faith that somehow the Lord would work this out. Our Lady had complete trust in the Lord. She's the one who said, "Yes, be it done to me according to thy word." And she knew that the Lord would reveal in his own plan, in his own time, to Saint Joseph what he was to do. We see Saint Joseph's obedience, his desire to do the will of God, his willingness to shelter and protect the Blessed Mother, even though it would make him look like a bad person. It was something that he could do as a sacrifice to protect Our Lady and the Christ child. So we see all these great virtues of Our Lady and Saint Joseph, their faithfulness, their willingness to do the will of God in their life despite the trials and tribulations.